My name is Dr. Keith McLaughlin, and you are listening to the Limitless Life Chiro podcast. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to this free healing information. And ultimately, we're hoping to impact not only your life, but the lives of your communities as well as the world. We are here to help you level up to your limitless life. And of course, anything that's said or done on this podcast does not constitute any medical advice, treatment, or diagnosis. Please seek out the proper physician or healthcare practitioner. Enjoy. Welcome to the new year. Happy 2024. And I hope you're having some good time reflecting on 2023 and just your experiences, what you wanted to get done, what your goals were and all that good stuff. And I imagine you're starting to reflect on 2024 and what do we want for the upcoming year? So I really want to dedicate this episode to why does your New Year's resolution not work? And this happens all the time. We already know about it. We know that our, of course, workout and gyms, you know, capitalize on it and all that good stuff. And for good reason is that we all get excited for the new year, fresh new you. I burned off all that crud and had the holidays and I ate all the stuff because I caved in and I went to go see family and old patterns came up and all this jim jam flim flam. And really want to talk about the sustainability and the long term of setting up really goals and setting up a new version of you. Now, a lot of this stuff I'm going to be talking about, primarily where I've drawn it from is one personal experience. And then, of course, network. Obviously, I'm a network practitioner. So, of course, I'm drawing experience from there always. And lastly, a book called Atomic Habits by James Clear. Absolutely a phenomenal book. I feel like it really didn't hit until I started practicing and training and hitting the ground with it. And then as I kept going on, I started kind of sedimenting in all the stuff he was talking about in regards to habit development. And I want to talk about habit versus the new you. And this is something James Clear talks about, and this is the first time I've ever like really heard this concept, which is instead of just, oh yeah, I started working out again, or oh yeah, I started my new diet again, who are you showing up as in that? Are you showing up as the person who is overweight and is going on a diet for a while to lose their weight and then they're going to get right back to where they were? Or are you turning into the person and choosing to become and show up as the person who eats this way now? This is the way you eat. I'm a person who eats healthy. I'm a person who regularly works out. I'm a person who does this, right? And what I'm really trying to get at is how do you identify yourself? And if you can whittle down to your core of who you are and how you show up, then the habit will naturally unfold itself. If you're the person who is like, I'll use working out for example, it bothers me when I go a week without working out. It bothers me when I go like a day or two without working out. Like it genuinely ticks me off. It irritates me. And I'm like, I need to go move. I need to go do something. I get angsty and, you know, I start getting jittery and different things. It's almost like I got caffeine in my system or something. And that's because I'm the person who's always regularly working out. That's who I'm at, who I am at my core. Now, to be honest, that probably developed very naturally just out of childhood. I grew up with parents who always enforced me and pushed me to naturally accrue that habit. But why have I maintained that habit over the years? And it's because there's something instilled in me as my identity is I'm a person who regularly works out. And if I don't, I'll feel off. I won't feel right. I won't be myself. And so I have no choice. I have to work out. I'm going to be working out. And you can probably hear my voice and the way I'm articulating myself is just, it's who I am at my core. So if you're at your core, you're somebody who says, I can't eat sweets. I don't like sweets. I'm not into sweets. I'm not a person who likes sweets. Or maybe you're like, I like sweets, but I'm very controlled. I'm very self-disciplined about how I eat my food and what I put in my body and the way I treat my body. If that's your mentality, then of course you're going to have the habit where you're regularly taking care of how you eat. Of course, you're going to have the habit of how you exercise and all this type of stuff. And there's plenty of other habits. We are basically just behavior. We're stimulus response machines, right? And we have tons of behaviors and different habits. I'm just using diet and exercise because it's the most simple and straightforward ones we can use. There's plenty of other things that we could go down here. And really what I want to get at is who's the person that shows up, the new version of you that shows up that is now doing that thing that you want? Maybe you want a better relationship with your wife. who's the person that shows up that is having a better relationship with your wife or husband or spouse or your loved one, right? Who is that person and what are they doing? What do they look like? What do they wake up in the morning? What's the first thing they think about? What are they doing when they're at the gym? What if they're coming home from work? Are they thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I should surprise her and get some flowers, right? What is going through your head, right? And who's that person and what are they thinking about always, right? Because thought eventually becomes action, action becomes behavior, and that becomes your life. So if we can consider where our thoughts are coming from, which our thoughts are usually how we identify and the foundation of our belief system determines our thoughts and then leads into eventually our behaviors, we can start kind of tapping into who we are. And the reason I'm specifying this difference, and this is what I've seen a lot in the self-improvement community and transform world, is they try to effort their way over their patterns. And that's fine and dandy. You can do it that way. And I'm not here to sprint. I'm here for the marathon. I'm looking, how can I change a situation and it sticks for the rest of my life? Where it's not a habit I have to maintain. It's who I am at my core, and I barely have to work to keep it maintained, right? I barely think about like the fact that, oh, I need to go work out this week because it's ingrained to who I am. It just automatically happens now. And so it becomes very easy then to choose a health habit. And this is why I'm talking about this, is because I want to make it easier for you to access your behaviors, because you start determining your behaviors, you can start changing your life. You have the reins, you have the control of your life, and then you can start building your limitless life, right? And that's what I'm working on. I'm always moving towards building my limitless life. And I imagine you might want to do that too, considering you're probably listening to this. So who's the person you want to show up as, and what is their identity and what's their belief system that is creating the thoughts, which eventually lead to the behaviors of what is your reality? And we need to get deeper to the core of where those behaviors come from, right? And so you might see a behavior of like, I always choose to eat sweets instead of going to work out, right? And we got to ask the question, why am I choosing to eat sweets over this? Like, why do I have this behavior in the first place? And I'm like, well, I want it for comfort. Yeah, that's kind of a simple answer. Let's go a little deeper. You know what? You know, I'm having comfort. Okay, that's cool. What is the comfort allowing you to avoid? Okay, that's getting a little bit deeper. It's avoiding the fact that I have self-hate for myself and I'm beating myself up. And so in that avoidance, it makes me feel better to go get some sweets. It pumps my dopamine system and it makes me feel better for a short period of time. And this isn't like a shaming, guilting thing. It's just like the world we live in now, it's so easy to avoid things. It's becoming easier and easier. And I've heard from my parents over and over again how hard it was for them. And I argue, and not complaining about this, I argue that it's getting harder in different ways. Yes, it's much easier to survive now, but it's also much harder to claim your life for yourself. It's much harder to claim your life for yourself because it's so easily get caught in these dopamine traps of like watching Netflix, watching Hulu, going for sweets, going for food. We have so much decadency and indulgence in our world. And it's really awesome. And because it's so readily available, it's very easy to choose that over choosing improving yourself or choosing the long-term things of the short-term pain for the long-term benefit. And that's why I have no blame for folks who get locked in that trap. I still get locked into that trap. I am not by any means clean of that. I get locked into that all the time. And every time I get locked into it, what I do is I process and I step back and I'm saying, why am I making this decision? Where is it coming from? What's my belief that has led to me to make this decision and okay it as a behavior coming out? Why have I okayed this to allow myself to choose to make this action? And there's probably some form of reasoning or choice or emotional relation. Something led to you making that action. So as you're making your New Year's resolutions, as you're stepping into this idea of like, this is really what I want to get done. I want to start losing weight. Instead of just asking about the habit, ask who's the person you need to become to instill this new habit so that you can lock it in and it becomes your marathon. And I'll talk a little bit more on this in the future, but really stepping into the part where stop focusing on outcome and start worrying about the process. Again, marathon over sprint. Thank you for listening to the Limitless Life Chiro podcast. Of course, make sure to send us your feedback on what you thought of the episode or any other topics you want us to hop into. And please do share with those who you think it might impact and help change their lives. And of course, if you're out in Tucson, the city of sunsets, and you're looking for a healthcare practitioner, you can look me up, Dr. Keith McLaughlin, at www.limitlesschiropractic.org. Then click schedule now and you can sign up for a free consult with myself and see how we can start getting your life to something even more extraordinary. See you soon.